responsibility put on him too much. Well, he just, he is 22 years old, but he never did assume that, never did even, and he died 7 years ago. And he never did get to be a man. He is always a kid. But still, he was a good man. What I mean, he wasn't ugly or nothing like that, but he just didn't know how to assume responsibility. Well, they taught me at home, to, and the boys too, to accept things, you know, and make it the best. And they always told us, if anything is worth doing, it's worth doing right. And so that was our attitude of all of it. One of the boys made a farmer, and he was a good one. And the other one then was a dentist, and he was a good one. And the other boy now is a farmer, and he has the old home farm. But now he's retired now, and the other two are gone. But
where did your husband come from?
Right here. This was part of his home. The old house is torn down. But my daughter has that, his aunt gave her the place. Well, she gave it to John, and then at his death, well, it's to be Mary Catherine's, but he gave it to her all along because he said that J.W. was a teacher and a farmer too, and he could build on it, and it wasn't nothing but right. Now, when I came down here, this whole place was just run down because Uncle Frank wasn't no farmer. And he had lots of niggers. See, they had a lot of help then. He had a lot of land. But my dad used to say you could be land whore. I didn't know what that meant, but I've realized since then what that was. You didn't have more than you can take care of. So when I came down here, well, a lot of this land right out here wouldn't even grow grass, let alone anything else. But he had a good mind, and that was when he dropped out, fertilizer was just beginning to come in use. If he could have lived, he would really enjoy that. But he row-cropped his, I mean, you know, rotated his crops, and then he had cattle. And cattle are awful good on a field or anything. They'll eat bushes and things and fertilize your ground. And he always had cattle and hogs and sheep too. He was a good rancher. And he had sheep and I had sheep. After I came into farming, well, I had sheep and cattle too. And have still got our black cows. You probably saw them.
Yes, I did.
Well, they're ours. And then J.W. has some. They're down here. I don't know whether you're a lot of times they're down by the road. Anyway, they're all Angus cattle. And we have 38 of them now.
38.
And, we sold some here the other day. And so what we have now, only I have 8 young ones that I'm going to get rid of before long. And then I have 12 heifers that are ready for breeding, and we're going to put them in with the others. And that way, the male is young, and I can keep them for 3 years before I have to change my stock. And I'm awful glad of that. And this girl that's here with me, she's wonderful. She works at the carburetor plant, and it makes it a lot of help. Well, we've worked the old house. When I came up here in 22, this old house was just boxed up, and on the inside that little beaded ceiling, and there wasn't no underpinning or nothing around. So we began, and well, I did that in 29. We cut the logs and made weatherboard. And we got that done, and I paint the house.
You did?
Yeah. So I done all of that kind of stuff. No. And so after she came now, when Mother dropped out, I said, God sent her to me, and I believe that's true, because I could look the world over, and I'd not found anybody that had done and accepted things like she had. But she's enjoyed it, and I have too. Now, she rocked the whole house, upstairs and downstairs. And we put our carpets all down. And